This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Chang, an attorney letter to Nathaniel Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, the name is Alvaro Villabus Diaz. First name is Alvaro. The next name is Villalobos. And then the last name is Diaz, D-I-A-Z. On May 2nd, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon review of an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone with the aid of an interpreter, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 50-year-old Spanish-speaking male, period. Height, 152 centimeters. Weight, 184 pounds, period. He was injured in a workman's compensation work injury on or about December 10th, 2019, period. He was moving boxes, and he had a misstep that resulted in a fall, whereby he did strike his head, period. He significantly jarred his low back, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained significant injury, period. Despite adequate treatment, he continues to have low back pain, period. He also has numbness in his left leg that radiates into his toes, period. He states that he has constant low back pain, period. It is described as sharp, stingy, and stabbing, period. It is a constant pain in the low back area. The pain ranges in intensity on a good day to 7 out of 10 to a bad day 8 out of 10, period. He does require a cane to assist with walking since this injury, period. The pain is continuous and is worse in the evening, period. It is aggravated by activity, comma, movement, comma, looking down, comma, sitting, comma, standing, comma, standing up, comma, walking, comma, weight bearing and working, period. New paragraph. The timeline for his injuries was he was seen that day at a workman's compensation clinic and was given pain medicine, period. He was seen at a hospital later and had an MRI as well as physical therapy and a few injections, period. He was treated with pain medicine, and he was seen at a variety of clinics, for which was all appropriate, period. New paragraph. His allergies, no known allergies. Under new paragraph, past medical history. Is unremarkable. Upon review of the records, they mention lumbar spondylosis, chronic pain disorder, and degenerative disc disease. However, the patient has not been treated for any of these conditions prior to this work injury, period. the patient has not had prior back pain, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Social history, Hispanic and married. New paragraph. Medications. Include Oxycontin and gabapentin. He has only been on these medicines since this injury period. Family history is non-contributory, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient never injured his low back in the past period. He was never treated by a pain doctor in the past until this injury period. He was never treated with chronic narcotics until this injury period. He relates that he's never had low back pain until this injury period. He denies any history of arthritis, period. He denies any other work injuries, period. The patient denies any significant automobile accidents in the past, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient states he is unable to do work at this time, period. He has problems with walking and running, period. Lifting groceries is difficult, period. He has problems with prolonged standing, period. Sex is affected, as well as he has been having some discomfort in his some discomfort and difficulty with sensation in his left testicular area, period. Sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he is a physical laborer, and he has been unable to return to that occupation, period. He states that the boxes are too heavy, and they generally range from 50 to 90 pounds, period. He is unable to work because of the constant pain, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition is that he is doing stretching exercises as well as using a cane for ambulation, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to go over some of the abnormalities noted on his medical records, period. The Center for Pain Management, July 8th, 2021, their assessment was lumbar spondylosis, lumbar spondylolisthesis, and chronic pain disorder, period. Indiana Spinal Group, note March 1st, 2022. They state that he's been experiencing low back pain as well as thoracic pain and left leg numbness since a work injury of December 10th, 2019, period. Their assessment was displacement of the lumbar disc with radiculopathy. Also, lumbar spondylolisthesis in low back, as well as thoracic back and left lower extremity pain and numbness since the work injury of December 10th, 2019, period. He has had spinal injections as well as multiple physical therapy sessions and titration of medications, period. In the records, EMG and nerve conduction study on August 19th, 2020, says probable primary L5 radiculopathy, potential secondary S1 radicular pathology present, period. Ortho India note, April 21st, 2022. Abnormalities were noted on examination, as well as diffuse tenderness in several lumbar areas, as well as the left sacroiliac joint and several other areas. There was diminished range of motion with flexion restricted, extension restricted. Left lateral flexion was restricted. Right lateral flexion was restricted. Rotation to the left and the right was restricted. Their assessment was, number one, degeneration of the lumbosacral intervertebral disc. Two, lumbosacral spondylosis without myelopathy, period. They feel that he has reached maximal medical improvement, and utilizing the fifth edition of the AMA, they gave him a 5% whole body partial impairment rating, period. My comment on this report is that that is substantially too low, and I will comment on that later in this report. This is comments by Dr. Mandel, present day, period. Records from Community Physician Network. October 13th, 2020, assessment, spondylolisthesis of the lumbosacral region. Because the injection helped a little, I would do a repeat MRI before proceeding with any type of surgery, period. Another note from Greenwood Center for Pain Management, February 18th, 2021. They state that the onset of the back pain has been gradual and has been occurring in a persistent pattern since 2019, period. On physical examination, there was an abnormality of the left knee-jerk reflex at 0 over 2, and the remainder of the reflexes appear to be normal. They started him on gabapentin, period. Report from CDI Diagnostic Images, x-rays of the lumbar spine, three views, July 16th, 2021. Conclusion is a 4.8 millimeter degenerative grade 1 anterolisthesis. That's A-N-T-E-R-O-L-I-S-T-H-E-S-I-S. So that's a 4.8 millimeter degenerative grade 1 anterolisthesis of L5 on S1. Without significant motion with flexion or extension, period. CDI MRI of the spine without contrast, July 16th, 2021. Conclusion, progressive moderate left foraminal stenosis at L5-S1 due to marginal spurring and foraminal disc uncovering with contact and possible impingement of exiting left L5 nerve root, period. Reyes, that's R-A-Y-U-S, Reyes Radiology, South, MRI of the lumbar spine, done November 24th, 2021. Conclusion, stable degenerative changes at L5-S1, nerve root impingement is not confidently identified, period. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all, new paragraph, after review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment that I've outlined above and that is documented in the medical records I reviewed were all appropriate, necessary, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are, number one, lumbar trauma with strain. Number two, left leg radiculopathy, L5-S1, with lumbar disc displacement. Number three, degenerative disc disease. Number four, lumbar spondylolisthesis, period. Diagnosis is 1 to 4 are directly caused by the work-related injury of December 10th, 2019, period. Diagnoses 3 and 4, I feel, were asymptomatic and pre-existing. However, they were aggravated and became symptomatic due to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA. The patient qualifies for a 12% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 17-4, Class 2, page 570, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continuing medication, period. I would recommend he get off and avoid narcotic analgesics, period. Continuing gabapentin and over-the-counter oral analgesics. He will need medications at the cost of $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by some more low back injections at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. The patient will need to continue to use a cane for ambulation at a cost of $150, period. This cane would need to be replaced every 3 years for the remainder of his life, period. There is a possibility that the patient may need corrective surgical intervention at the L5-S1 level, period. Should surgery be entertained, estimated cost would be $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital anesthesia, physicians, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.